Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. We are here today with Dr. Stephen Lewellis. I hope you all remember our Doctor of Dermatology, and it's been a minute, so welcome, Stephen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Cindy. It's nice to be here.
Good. And since you've been here before, we're not going to do the whole what does wellness mean to you, because we can revisit that, but we are coming up on Memorial Day here already. Can you believe that? Like, we're already, like, summer's in full swing, and you have something special to tell us about. Tell us about May. What is going on in May, and what are we talking about today?
Yes, May is a big month for skin because May is actually Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Skin cancer is an extremely common cancer. One in five people in their lives will get skin cancer, and it's also quite preventable in many cases. So it's great to be able to raise awareness about skin cancer. It's something that can happen in anyone, regardless of their skin type, whether they have light skin or dark skin. And it's, like I said, preventable. So it's good to talk about.
Yeah. And we're starting, like I said, it's coming up on Memorial Day. So we're getting summer bathing suit season. People are going to be outside. Even if you're not out swimming, There's a lot of outdoor activities. And we were kind of chatting a little bit about my own naughtiness, because I'm the person that will bring stuff with me and then complain about it and never actually put on the sunscreen. Maybe let's start there. Is that a good place to start, like, some of the preventative things, and then give us a little more details about how that skin cancer develops and what we can do about it?
You bet. The American Academy of Dermatology, of which I'm a fellow and I'm also a member of their media expert team, we have a campaign called Practice Safe Sun. And Practice Safe Sun is really simple. It has three components to it. The first component is simply seeking shade when it's appropriate or when it's reasonable. Generally, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. are when the sun's rays are strongest. So you're getting the most ultraviolet light, and that's the light that harms the skin, both in terms of accelerated aging, but also skin cancer risk. So a good hack is to look at your shadow. And if your shadow is shorter than you are, it's a good sign to seek shade, because the sun is really powerful during that time. And then the second thing is to cover yourself with sun protective clothing. A broad brimmed hat is the best thing to do when you're at a ball game or hiking or on the beach. And you could also wear sunglasses to protect your eyes from the ultraviolet rays. And then sun protective clothing is really popular these days as well. It's comfortable, it's airy, it's loose. Even if you wear long sleeves, it's great for the beach or the pool or the boat, which is popular around here. And if you look for what's called UPF on the label, ultraviolet protection factor, that's kind of like the SPF in sunscreens. And the third one is sunscreen. Sunscreen can be really complicated, so I like to boil it down to SPF 30 or higher is great, that number that you see on the label. And then there's all kinds of different ingredients that compose sunscreens, which we can talk about, but applying the sunscreen is the most important thing by far.
Yes, if it's not on, it can't help you.
So we can get into more of that, but those three things are going to go a long way if you adopt those routines and are consistent over time.
Sure. What is the timeline, if you will? I don't want people to be afraid. I mean, you're saying one in five people, and I kind of got a little afraid right there for a minute, but what is the exposure, or is that all different too?
That is all different, but it is good to get some perspective here, because one in five is a scary number. So I am certainly not here to scare people, but simply to raise awareness. And the good thing is that most skin cancers that happen are curable. There's a wide range of skin cancers. The most common one is probably melanoma that people know of, and that is quite a dangerous one. So we want to catch that one early, because you can certainly die from melanoma, advanced cases of it. But it's not, by far, not the most common one. The most common skin cancer is something called basal cell carcinoma. And these are these little things that it just kind of might look like a wound or a non-healing sore, or even just a little bump somewhere, often on the face. The nose is the most common place. And these develop over many years. So it might pop up in someone at age 50 or 60, and they may have had it for 5 or 10 years before the dermatologist sees it or they notice it as a problem. But there are some skin cancers that are much more dangerous than that. So any growth you see on your skin that you're not sure about, you want to get checked out.
Okay. And this is a great place. We're going to stop real quick, take our break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. Again, Dr. Stephen Lewellis, our doctor of dermatology, and we're talking about May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So we want to give you guys some good details on how to avoid and how to identify these things, right? So, okay, we'll be right back. Hang out, and we'll see you in a few minutes. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out and sticking with us. We are, again, here with Dr. Stephen Lewellis, our doctor of dermatology, and we are talking May. It's just coming up on Memorial Weekend, our big kickoff to summer. So this is a perfect time. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And we just talked a little bit. Dr. Stephen here gave us the sad number. I'm going to say it because I think it's important that 1 in 5 people can and will experience some form of skin cancer, and there's different levels. Yeah. So what is like real basic? How much sun is too much sun? I mean, I know we all have gotten that sunburn, but is that like the start of these cancerous issues or?
It's by far the most readily preventable cause of skin cancer. There are other causes as well. There are genetics involved. Some people have certain genes that predispose them. Family histories of skin cancer, other behaviors can increase your risk. We know firefighters, for instance, have a higher risk of skin cancer because of their occupation. There's some, there's certain occupations that are related to it. But what I love about talking about sun protection is it's just so darn easy to modify our behaviors. So going back to the things I mentioned before, and it's great to educate that about that from a young age because many skin cancers are about cumulative exposure to the sun over time. That the one I mentioned called basal cell carcinoma, that one is more related to cumulative exposure. A more aggressive skin cancer called melanoma does have a higher relationship to really bad sunburns earlier on in life, especially where you might have had a blistering sunburn, for instance. That does increase your risk. And tanning bed use also definitely increases your risk of melanoma. So that's a big thing I like to harp on. We actually passed a bill in Wisconsin recently that for 16 and 17 year olds, they now need parental permission to use a tanning bed rather than just being able to walk right in. And that's because we certainly know that it is related to a very deadly form of skin cancer.
Sure. I want to be a little devil's advocate for just a second, because we always hear that, like, especially in winter time, it's all gloomy and dark, right? And we need the sun for the vitamins.
Yes.
And now we're saying, don't go in the sun because the vitamins will kill you. Like, where's the happy medium in between there?
I love that you asked that question. And it is all about balance. So many things health-wise and wellness-wise are about balance, whether we're talking about our mental health or our physical health. Even with physical health, you talk about exercising. You exercise too much, you hurt yourself. You put yourself at risk of that sort of overstrain. So with sun protection, I love being in the sun. The sun makes me feel good. I certainly feel different in the winter than the spring. But it's, again, about balance and moderation. And I like to put a sort of baseline defense, putting a sunscreen on your face every morning. If you get in the routine habit of it, you're still getting those rays. You can still feel good being in the sun. You will still make vitamin D. And if you're worried about that, you can get it checked by your doctor and see if it's adequate. And vitamin D supplementation is really easy. But I do believe in balance. I love being in the sun. The sun is a wonderful thing. It keeps us all alive. But it can also, in higher amounts, cause skin cancer. So we want to be balanced about it.
Sure. Let's do in our last little on-air portion here, let's talk about some sunscreens. Mm-hmm. What's our bare minimums? Yeah. How soon and how often should we apply it? And what are the nasty things we don't want in it?
Good. The most important thing for sunscreen is putting it on, as we said before. So compliance is the hardest part. So I encourage people to choose a sunscreen that they will purchase consistently. So price does matter, and you can get very good sunscreens for very reasonable costs. And when you're looking at the sunscreen in the store, the number on it is called sun protection factor, SPF. I recommend 30 or higher. They can get very high, 60, 90, 100, and they get more expensive like that. 30 or higher is what I recommend. I don't like lower than that. And reapplying every 2 hours. And if it's not water resistant, so I do recommend it says water resistant and broad spectrum, and I'll get to that in a second on the label. So just remember to reapply every 2 hours if you're remaining outside, and that will pretty much do the trick. The ingredients, that's a whole other thing. There's something called physical or mineral sunscreens versus chemical sunscreens. Happy to talk about that if you'd like.
Okay, well, this is where we're going to have to leave it, and they're going to have to be hanging and want more and come to the podcast side because there is a lot of information. But this is a very important thing. Mm-hmm. So I hope everybody comes back and listens to the rest of this because you can give us a little more details on that sunscreen. But the main takeaways, SPF 30 or higher. Mm-hmm. Every 2 hours, look for waterproof and
water resistant, broad spectrum.
Broad spectrum.
Yeah. And then about the skin cancer thing, anything you see on your body that looks suspicious to you at all or simply is not healing, not going away, early detection is key. Especially with melanoma, we can save lives with early detection. So get it checked out.
Perfect. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you so you can help them with that.
Sure. I own a practice called Above and Beyond Dermatology. And you can find me on any social media platform at Lewellis, which is my last name, Lewellis MD. And then Above and Beyond Dermatology, again, is the practice. And you can find that on Google My Business page.
Fantastic. And you are available online and all the time. And you have different levels of payment plans and insurance things. That's all for you guys to deal with.
Big time flexibility. That's what I'm all about. Transparency and flexibility and just getting people the care they need at a reasonable cost. And I can work with folks on that.
Fantastic. And that is the whole point of this show. Okay. So thank you very much, Dr. Stephen Lewellis, Doctor of Dermatology, Above and Beyond Dermatology. We will have him back again, but we are going to keep rolling and talk a little bit more details on the sunscreen and how to avoid these things. And maybe if you find something, what you should do about it. So thank you everybody for joining us. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend coming up and listen to these wonderful words of advice from Dr. Lewellis. And hopefully it'll keep us all a little bit healthier and enjoy our summer a little bit more. So thank you again, Dr. Stephen Lewellis, for joining us today. And we will see you guys next week. All right, we are back on the podcast with Dr. Stephen Lewellis, Doctor of Dermatology from Above and Beyond Dermatology. And we are in May, and May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So we are talking about skin cancer awareness, how to avoid what happens. We didn't really get into what happens if you find something. Mm-hmm. So we talked about sunscreen, so I'm just going to re-ramp that up, 30, SPF 30 or higher. Broad spectrum, water resistant, and apply it at least every 2 hours. Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying this to myself because if I continue to do this, then I will do it instead of just carrying it around with me and then whining about my sunburn later, because that's how I roll. But we don't want to do that. Don't be me. Your other tip also was be cognizant of the cost of your sunscreen because you want to have something that you like and you'll stay with and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Is there stuff that we don't want in there, or is everything kind of okay at this time?
Generally, if you find it in a reputable retailer, there's not things that I would recommend against. Those things are already being screened out if you're buying from a reputable retailer and a reputable company. So, but I can speak a little bit about the different types of ingredients that help block the sun, the active ingredients in these, because some people do get worried about what are called chemical sunscreens, because there has been information, and we don't have enough data yet to make conclusive recommendations, but there are chemical sunscreens that block the ultraviolet rays by absorbing the rays rather than reflecting them. And these are the ones that have been in the news regarding coral reefs and how much are they absorbed into our bloodstreams, things like that. So I believe that they are generally safe, and so does the FDA, because the FDA has to approve these in our country. But if you're worried about that at all, just go with what's called a physical or a mineral sunscreen. The two ingredients you'd look for are zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, and some of them contain both. And there are certain sunscreens that have one or both of those in it as well as a chemical one. But if it's anything other than zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, or even iron oxide, which actually makes sunscreens tinted and helps block out visible light, which actually helps reduce the appearance of those dark spots and the kind of freckles, you are in the chemical zone if it's anything other than those three.
Okay. So what if you find something? You are outside and maybe you look at your arm or you go in the mirror and you find maybe a freckle, right? It would kind of start maybe with something like might look like a big freckle that never was there and maybe it gets a little bit larger. Where's the concern? When should you have that checked?
It's really simple. If you see something, say something. I was in New York City for training for medical school for a long time, and that was not too long after 9/11. And there were all these campaign of, you know, if you see something, say something. You see a bag sitting in the corner in the subway or something, just say something. It, even if it ends up not being a problem, it might be, and you could prevent something really bad. So you notice a new spot on your skin, whether it's a flat kind of dark spot or some sort of raised thing that's just not healing or not going away. If you're thinking about it twice, ask your doctor, primary care doctor. They can take a look at it first. And if they're worried, they can either do a biopsy of it, which is simply a removal of part of it and sending it in as a test to see if it is a skin cancer, or they can refer you to someone like a dermatologist for a second opinion.
That's what's kind of cool about the way you have your practice set up, right? Mm-hmm. Because you are virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So people can still see you. So it's not a phone call where they can explain to you what it is, but they can actually see you.
Yeah.
So you do like a Zoom meeting or something?
Yeah. So I have what I call a virtual first philosophy, meaning I want to serve as many people in Wisconsin as possible because I know there is such a shortage of dermatologists and it takes a long time typically to see one. So I want people to at least be able to tell me what's going on and maybe show me a picture. And in a lot of those cases, especially when it's more of a rash rather than a growth, I can do a lot just virtually with a, like you said, a Zoom kind of a video conference and texting back and forth, things like that. And then I use that as a, oh, you have a spot? I can look at a picture of it. But regardless, unless I'm 100% sure, I'll say this should be evaluated in person. And we can do that in this location on this day if that works for you. Or I can help you find a dermatologist closer to you. But those sort of growths really do need to be evaluated in person. So virtual is wonderful, but it is not a substitute for in-person dermatology. So we still do need that.
Is there, I mean, besides the sunscreen and the clothing, appropriate clothing, what else can we do to help minimize these things that could very likely happen to all of us at some
question.
Point?
Recently, I heard a nice framework to think about these things. I consider seeking shade, using the clothing like hats and that UPF clothing and sunscreen as what are called macro distinctions. So these are the things that if you're not doing these things, all the other stuff is not going to matter. But if you have the big three macro things down and you want to do even more to protect yourself because you're that motivated or you are that high risk because of various things, then you can do things that I consider micro distinctions. And that's when we bring in things like supplementation. There is actually a natural product that's derived from a plant, and it's called Polypodium leucotomos extract, or PLE. And there is a brand, the first one that came out with this that got popular for that is called HelioCare, and it's capsules. You can get that in online or in a health food store or even just a pharmacy. So you can take those. I like to take them when I'm on vacation. I don't take them all the time, but it is a great thing. There's also now a powder version that does contain that, but also contains some things like niacinamide and collagen, which are great for your skin as well. That was developed by a co-resident of mine back at Stanford. He now practices in California. It's called Sun Powder, and I retail that as well because I enjoy it. I like to take it, and I like to support him. But there are, so these are the micro distinctions, but you got to get the macro stuff first.
Okay. And I'm going to just say it because this is, again, sassiness and from like my entire upbringing, but sun clothes and things like that have come a long way.
Yeah.
So I immediately think like, well, I don't look silly wearing a big Julia Roberts hat. Yeah. Hats don't look good on me. Don't be stupid, right? Like what's more important to you? Maybe looking fun with a floppy hat or having skin cancer or wearing a nice white linen jacket or having skin cancer. I mean, be smart, right? Like you don't have to get crazy, but protect yourself.
Be smart. And again, it's about balance. It's not foolish to when you're at a special event and you don't want to be looking silly, but it happens to be outside, have some grace. We, just like eating. You and I were talking about things like the wonderful sponsor, Crumble Cookies, and Texas Roadhouse, these places around town. You still want to enjoy life. And these treats, like the sun, for instance, are really nice, but in moderation. And when you can protect yourself and still be enjoying that, there's a hat company, I have no financial affiliation with them, called Wallaroo, which is a wonderful, very fashionable, sun protection forward hat company. My wife and my mother-in-law really like that brand, and a lot of female board certified dermatologists I know love them. So that combines the fashion and the sun protection.
Sure. And one of our other contributors, I'm not sure if you know her or not, but Amy Lee, that has Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center, as a massage therapist, she has identified numerous skin issues. So anybody that's listening that does have somebody that maybe they go to as a massage or something like that frequently, use those people too, because they can see spots on your back and things in the back of your legs that you do not see. So good to have yourself a practitioner like that. So, and maybe you haven't even had that conversation with them, but talk to your massage therapist and or maybe a physical therapist that's working on areas that are not visible to you, and good partners, right?
Those warnings can save lives, and I would always heed them. It's wonderful if they say something and you get it checked out and it ends up being nothing. Great. But I love the idea of the massage therapist. They might be seeing your back, which is especially if you don't have someone at home who sees your back routinely. You might live alone. That and hairdressers, they're looking at your scalp. Mm-hmm. Very hard for us to look at our scalps, but they are looking very closely. And if they see something that they're at all worried about, always get that checked out.
I actually just got my hair cut and my lady said, "Hey, do you know you have a little freckle on your ear?" And I said, "Yep, I do. And my daughter has the same one." But she was like, "Do you know that's there?" Yes. And I didn't even think about that till literally right now. Mm-hmm. That was probably what she was saying. And I never even would have gave that a thought that she was concerned.
Yes. And especially with something like melanoma, a matter of even months can make a huge difference in the prognosis when this thing is caught. If you catch it early enough, it prevents it from going deep enough into the skin where it can get to the lymph nodes and then other parts of the body. And that's really what we want to prevent, because that's how you cure it and don't have to go through all these tough treatments. Sure. But melanoma treatment, even for what are called advanced melanoma, if it's gone to other parts of the body, has come a long, long way in recent years. Something called immunotherapy has revolutionized it. So there's a lot more hope these days if you have a bad case of it, but it's still not something you want to be dealing with.
Right. And our skin, correct me if I'm wrong, but our skin is our largest organ, right?
Yeah.
And it's our first level of defense against everything. Mm-hmm. So stop being silly. Stop being lazy, Cindy. Put the sunscreen on. Yeah. And I mean, like, really, that's our shell, right? And if we don't treat that right, the insides don't have a chance.
Yes. And just go easy on yourself. Have some grace, like I mentioned before, but also shift your mindset a little bit. If you think about brushing teeth, for some reason, dentists, and I don't think really dentists even, probably the makers of toothpaste, honestly, have done a really good job at making most of us believe, rightfully so, that we should be using that twice a day and floss and things like that. There's no reason not to treat your skin the same way and protect it in the same way. So if you just make it part of your routine, you put a sunscreen at least on your face before going out all year round, because if you do it all year round, it's going to protect you all year round, because you do get rays even in the winter, but it also makes it a habit. So you don't have to say, well, I only do it on these days. It's just you brush your teeth. Maybe you do some mouthwash, put the sunscreen on.
Yeah. And I like, even winter, when it is bright and sunny, I have activities I do in the winter. Oh, yeah. I get worse sunburn in the winter.
Especially if there's snow.
Yes.
Skiing, it reflects off the snow and you can get really.
Yeah. Hot. I will get raccoon eyes all the time in the middle of winter, and people will be like, "Where did you go?" I was out on the ice. You know, that's where I am. Yeah. So, yes. And there's a lot of cosmetics that have different levels. So if you're putting on foundation, ladies, and you're doing that already, you might have to change it, or maybe you have that brand, but you could just get a higher SPF because we're doing that already anyway.
Yes.
And if it's already part of it, then
you be. Part of your routine.
It's already there. You don't even have to look at me. I'm like, okay, I'll have to check on mine and see what the level is, because at least I can feel a little bit better about myself that way.
Yeah.
But it is important. I am making light of it, but it is very serious. Mm-hmm. And again, good time to talk about it, because Memorial Weekend is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. People are going to be out. Be smart, you guys. We care about you. We don't want anybody having problems. And just the sunburn level itself is a terrible experience. Yes. So like, let's just avoid all of that.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a wonderful reason to protect. You get sunburn on the first day of vacation. That's a bummer if you're on a 7-day vacation, and that is also a risk factor for melanoma, like I said earlier. But if you do end up with a sunburn, again, things happen. Have grace. It's all about balance. But with a sunburn, stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water. Aloe vera can be very soothing for it. Consider if it's okay for you to take otherwise things like aspirin or ibuprofen, anti-inflammatories, because it is somewhat of an inflammatory reaction. Put moisturizers on and you'll get through it. If it does blister or you're feeling feverish or just unwell, you can actually get quite sick from a sunburn or have what's called sun poisoning. So don't hesitate to go in to see someone if you're just really feeling crummy.
And keep an eye on the kids. The kids are out running around.
Kids, for sure.
We got to keep ourselves every two hours. The children probably need it every hour and a half because they're doing so much stuff. So make sure the kids are slathered full of the goodies. You have it. Make it a big a family habit, right?
Family habit. Teach your kids. Show your kids. Don't try to teach them. Show them.
Yeah.
If you're putting on sunscreen routinely, they will eventually just want to say it. They'll like, so I don't have my sunscreen. They want to be like us. It's much easier than telling them to do it. Just like brushing teeth. They set an example for them and utilize the clothing with kids. I have a 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old, and we try to get the sunscreen on, but we really rely on these really cute, the outfits are super cute and they're long sleeves. They're wonderful. And you can get the hats on as well.
Well, there's people right now today that live in desert regions that it's not a secret, they cover up.
Yes.
And I always think, too, looking at that, going, wow, they got to be so hot.
Good point.
But they aren't. I mean, that's just the way that they have evolved into dealing with that. So if they can do it, it's pretty simple, people. We can do all of these cool things, too, and keep ourselves cool, avoid that nasty sunburn. Because, I mean, man, if I didn't have to have another one of those in my life again, I'd be pretty darn happy. So I need to be better at that myself, for sure.
Yeah.
So again, tell everybody, I think this is a good wrap up for us here. Summer's coming, you guys, get ready. If you need Dr. Steven, he's going to tell you where he is and how to get a hold of him. Very easy and very user-friendly these days with the technology, so you don't have have a 6-month wait to see you. You get a hold of you and you can get with a couple days, find out what's going on, and even if it's just shoot him a picture.
Yeah.
And have you, hopefully you could say like, you know, that's concerning, or, oh, that's absolutely fine. We can talk in a week or two and see how it's going, just to give you that peace of mind.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that has skin cancer and, you know, this is something you're aware of, pass this along. Have some people talk. We'd love to hear from you as well. But let's wrap it up. Steven, tell us where you are, who you are, and how to get a hold of you.
You bet. Thank you very much. Again, I'm Dr. Steven Lewellis. I am a board-certified dermatologist. My practice is called Above and Beyond Dermatology. Just Google that or whatever search engine you like, and it'll come up, and you'll be able to find how to reach me. You can also text or call 715-391-9774. It goes right to me, and I'm happy to talk with you even informally before we work out anything. I just want people to have access to good board-certified dermatology. I'm very transparent about my prices. That's another value, and I want to make people feel good about the experience. Hospitality is a core value of mine.
And you have a podcast currently?
Yeah, that's correct. I have a podcast called The Direct Care Derm, and that comes out on Thursday every week. So thank you for mentioning that. And I also write a newsletter that comes out usually every 1 to 2 weeks or so, the Above and Beyond Dermatology newsletter. And that talks a lot of dermatology stuff, but some other fun things as well. And you can subscribe to that at LewellisMD.com. And easy to get on there. And you can, of course, unsubscribe at any time if you don't enjoy it.
Yeah, everybody's listening to podcasts. I mean, here we are doing our own. But you always have that information. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys check that out, because all things dermatology can get taken care of right there in one space. So again, great having you on again, Dr. Steven Lewellis. We will talk to you again maybe a little bit more into the summer and see how we're doing with the sunscreen thing and see where we are and what happens next.
Thank you very much, Cindy, for having me on. I appreciate your time and your wonderful questions, and thank you.
Thanks. We will talk again. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for joining Wellness Wednesday.